This is the Afternoon Brief on High FM with Michael McKenna. Focused reporting, sharp analysis, and the local stories shaping our lives. Daily updates in a fast-paced world.
Our first guest is online, and we are very excited to be speaking to him. But before I cross over to Bonela Shabalala, I just want to make mention of the following. Why is it that when somebody travels overseas, will pack a particular coffee, a hot sauce, tea, skin products, or even a bottle of South African seasoning, despite knowing that they can buy something very similar when they arrive at their destination? Or why do millions of people queue for the latest smartphone, wear the one brand of sneakers over the other, or insist that one soft drink tastes simply better than its competitors? Well, we're going to talk to somebody who knows a thing or two about marketing and branding. Bonela Shabalala, who is a brand strategist and outsourced chief marketing officer, is on the line. Good afternoon, Bonela. How are you today?
Good afternoon. I'm all good. And yourselves?
I'm fantastic. Thank you for joining us today on the Afternoon Brief. Now, Bonela, I don't know if you were listening on earlier today on our show, but we asked our listeners about what one product they would take with them or that people take with them overseas when they visit people. And there's something obviously that resonates with people when it comes to South African brands and products, whether it be Five Roses Tea, Ball's Chutney, Nando's Sauce, Cremora, you name it. What are South African brands and products doing right that they get this reaction from their buyers?
Well, it goes back, I think it's actually within our culture holistically from a South African perspective. When we look at it, we've always had to find creative ways of resonating with the customer or the would-be customer. And from that sense, you have to build a brand in order to actually speak to that. So, for instance, just to mention a brand that just recently did this with their rebrand, Chappies.
Oh, yeah?
Remember Chappies?
Sure.
They recently relaunched. they actually relaunched, and what they did is they looked back did you know?
Oh, yeah.
And that actually had so many impressions with the brand growth of over 40%. So basically, in a nutshell, what they've done is they've looked at who is our core customer, who are we looking to actually sell to, how do they move, what do they like, and then they've actually infused themselves into the lifestyle. And it's no longer just a transaction. That's what brands are fundamentally getting correct from a South African perspective.
So, Bonela, let me ask you, are we buying products or are we buying emotions? Are we buying a feeling? What are we actually buying at the end of the day?
We're actually buying into a community.
Okay,
that's what we're buying into. So what we look at, when you think of a brand, any brand, whether it's a car brand, and how they're segmented and what you think of it, the reason why you purchase a certain brand of a car, it's because you are buying into a certain community.
Okay.
When you're buying a T-shirt with a certain brand, it is because of that name holds a certain community that it's built around it. That's the brand, and that's the community that you are either one associating with, or B, want to be associated with by other people. That's the main reason why we buy.
Fascinating. I didn't even think of it that way. I'm actually like, I'm listening here as like a presenter, but I'm actually like, feel like I'm a student. I'm actually, that's a really, really cool insight. So I wanted to also ask you, you know, I remember when we were kids, I'm assuming what your age is, but there were some iconic ads on TV. There was that Cremora ad, you know, it's not on the fridge, it's not in the fridge, it's on top. There was a legendary, there was that lunch bar ad, which was incredible. There was that Telkom advert. I mean, Telkom, when it was still an unbelievable functioning organization, where they were screaming across the valley, the two men, the two neighbors. These were like iconic, you know, adverts, like just absolute masterpieces of their craft. Now I'm going to get a little sad. Are we able to create those same kind of special adverts, or has social media changed the way that we communicate? Are we losing out on those opportunities to see kind of ads being made like this, or has the complete environment changed? Now we're going to see social media being the way that we get we get communicated to, and just take us through that.
All right. So just to go back and take a step back, the Telkom ad you're actually referring to is the one where he screams "Mono
Mstomoa," yeah, that's the one.
Which means how are you there? Hello neighbor.
Yes.
So,
beautiful, beautiful ad.
The answer to that, it's a tricky one. So the answer overall, though, to your question is a bit of a tricky one, and I say this because the landscape has changed.
Yes. Sure.
So are we going to get iconic? Are we going to get iconic brands and iconic ads coming in? I would like to believe the answer is yes. Will they be looking? They will not look the same, though.
Mm.
The reason for this is because we're not necessarily at 6 p.m. sitting in front of a TV watching more or less the same type of same channel, which could be between the three broadcasters. Then later on, we had ETV, right?
Right.
Now, what has happened is we've had an acceleration of dissemination platforms. So in this sense, social media.
Sure.
So in essence, you look at social media, these are different channels. So you no longer have an SABC 1, SABC, you have a Banele Shabalala, you have a Vusitse Mbuga, you have this guy. Those are all now channels. So now the way that you communicate to people in that platform would slightly change because the people watching it are in a different mindset.
Right, right.
So will we have anything that's exactly the same? The answer is definitely a no. But are we going to stick to going back to the brand essence and then speaking to people in the way that they actually experience that channel? So in other words, the channel can be an influencer's channel. It could be a brand channel. Then that's where the alterations and tweaks are going to take place. So just to take you through what happened also for me, like the past few weeks, I've done work with the brand. And there was a number of us, there's only 50 of us, but then they chose us because of the type of people that follow us and the type of content we have. So they looked at the mindsets first, then they positioned themselves with us, then they asked us to create the content. So we are moving more and more closer to a user-generated world where user-generated content will be a thing. And we've seen it happen. We saw a huge surge with the influencers at the beginning, and it's only going to get better and better and accelerate going here.
In case you just joined us, we are speaking to Banele Shabalala, who is a brand strategist and an outsourced chief marketing officer. Banele, this has been a really fascinating conversation, and I can't wait to listen to the podcast myself just to make sure I understood it and got everything. But this has really, really been interesting. I want to ask you, building a brand versus building a business, obviously it's not just building a business anymore. You have to build a brand as well. What advice can you give to young entrepreneurs when they are on their journey and are looking to build a business, but also at the same time build a brand?
Look, I like separating it in two ways. So building a brand, building a business. So I say a brand is a promise, but for you to have a business, so a brand is a promise.
Yeah, got you.
But a business is a promise delivered. So be clear on what you want to be known for. If there was that one thing which people want to associate with you, once you're clear with that, then you can build a system around that. And the reason why I start from there is because once you get to the part of being clear on what type of brand you're looking to build, by the time you get to building the actual system itself where you actually deliver the services, there's always somebody who has a bit of knowledge or has done something similar to what you're looking to do. Because I like using the term that's nothing's new under the sun. So yeah. There's always somebody ahead of you who's done something similar at the least. It doesn't matter what it is, because think about it. Amazon didn't build something new when it started. It just basically took the idea of a bookstore.
Yeah.
They took a bookstore and put it online.
Yeah.
So basically a bookstore existed prior, and then the online world already existed. They just fused the two. So if you find the right people to either follow, ask questions from, and learn from, then you will do it. Do not try to do it alone.
So let me ask you
that's what I can say.
Oh, sorry, no, apologies. Your line is a little bit patchy, but no, we are getting the vast majority of what you're saying. Let me ask you, I mean, this is an age-old question, but is expensive always better? Like, how much does branding influence what we are willing to pay for a product?
No, the, unfortunately, it isn't. It isn't always better. It's in this case, especially when you're paying for branding, the first part is if you're getting a brand strategist, make sure the brand strategist understands who you are first. Interview the person who's going to be doing the branding for you, because the more they understand you, the better. The less they understand you, the less you will also be satisfied. Because when you look at it, building a brand is basically if you're defining it and you're asking for somebody to come in and be able to create that for you. So I would say, yes, it's an indicator, the rand value, but it is not always, it is not the lo and behold law where it says if it's more expensive, it's better.
So let me
my answer to that is no, but just make sure you understand.
Totally get that, and thank you for sharing that. Let me ask you just before we wrap up, if there's one product that you can't travel without, South African products, or that when you go visit people overseas, what is that product that you have to take with to give them?
Vaseline.
Interesting. Thank you for sharing that. That was a really, really cool, insightful conversation. Benele Shabalala, who is a brand strategist and outsourced chief marketing officer. Thank you so much for your time today on the afternoon brief. It's been really, really fascinating.